The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland. I'm Art Silva, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help yourself improve your mental wellness environment. Our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Our topic today is random acts of kindness. Joining me on the show is my colleague and co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer of Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How about you?
Let me check. 10 fingers, 10 toes. I'm good. So, did you survive April Fool's Day?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a lucky one. I could still be April Fool's after day. So, I'm waiting for the later.
that final prank, Craig.
Yeah. Come in, so I did it. I'm in it yesterday. I'm just a little late. So, Brenda, what's our topic today? Let's describe our topic.
We're going to talk about random acts of kindness. And what does that mean? It's really about enjoying the moment you're living in. You know, life and every experience we have with someone, it can be either a threat or a moment of care and compassion. And really taking those moments and put them at the forefront and finding the good in it and expressing kindness and acts of caring to others. The smallest thing can make the biggest difference.
That's for sure. Sometimes, just a well-timed thank you works. And we'll talk about some of the things that we can do in those random acts of kindness in the second half of our show. But further, let's define, an act of kindness.
Again, when you're meeting with someone or just a basic encounter, it's that moment of being selfless, compassionate, and being unconditional, present with someone and noticing, what is your dialogue? What is that conversation? And like you said, saying thank you, how are you, and paying attention. And then where do you go from there? It can be sending an email to someone or holding the door for someone. And what that all does for you personally, and then also what it does for the person receiving the act of kindness. I think, in the moments of the pandemic, we were all about valuing the whole self and also life. And now we need to respect that. What have we learned in showing that connection with humans and caring for one another?
Well, I think you've described it so well. I'm kind of just going through some of the notes I had here. It's being selfless, caring, compassionate, and unconditionally kind. Kindness means being considerate, courteous, helpful, and understanding of others. Kindness is caring about others and doing things to help make their lives better. Kindness is not a feeling. It is an action.
Yes.
And I think that's the biggest part right there. We may feel this way. We got a good thought, but what do we do with it?
Exactly. Putting those thoughts and feelings into motion and how you express that in the moment and when you're with someone else. And also being kind to yourself. We go, go, go. And sometimes we have to take care of ourselves and being kind to ourselves.
An act of kindness is like showing just a concern for someone's well-being.
Right. Absolutely. And, how are you doing? Or if you know someone isn't feeling well or just had a surgery, asking them that question and really listening to what they're saying. How are you doing today?
And of course, kindness needs to be an unselfish act. You're doing it for no expectations other than you're trying to be kind to someone else. And it's funny that we're having this conversation now. This is something we grew up with. And it seems to be those relationships are so strained right now. So kind of looking at, what we do for other people, but how does that affect us? Do you get a good feeling out of doing an act of kindness? What are the mental health benefits of a good act of kindness?
So research has shown that acts of kindness really can reduce your depression or anxiety. It really improves your mood. You know, you look on the positive side of things, and if you practice that, that just continues to increase, and it goes from there. It also reduces, you know, the sense of negativity and doom and gloom in your life. And you can just always find the positive. You know, sometimes people say I'm a Pollyanna and the worst thing can be happening. And if you can always find that silver lining and that positive, what is good about this awful, horrific situation, your life will have a better outlook. And if you can constantly have that focus, your depression, like I said, can go down, your stress levels, your anxiety, and improve your connection with others.
I'm Art Silva, along with co-host Brenda Geisinger, and you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. And we're talking today about random acts of kindness. So, Brenda, let me ask you, we talked about the mental health benefits for the individual. We talked about reducing stress and helping others to reduce stress. Let's discuss that, because I think if we're looking for a common denominator, stress is certainly there. I think everybody could approach somebody else, and even in a stressful moment, doesn't have to be continual events happening, but in a stressful moment, an act of kindness.
Absolutely. You know, it's reaching out to someone if they're really stressed and feeling like someone's sharing the load, even if it's emotional. And it, again, it could lower those hormones that are going through your body when you're feeling stressed. Just having a moment to take a deep breath and someone there with you and reaching out to you can really be helpful. If you yourself are stressed, again, reaching out to someone and doing something positive can release the stress on yourself. So it's an odd little thing. That thing we were taught in kindergarten about being nice and being kind is actually applicable as when we're adults as well, of just being nice to one another. Share those cookies.
You know, kindness is shown to benefit our emotional well-being and improve our overall happiness.
Yes.
So you wonder, why don't we do more of it? I mean, we enter in situations right now that I think sometimes we just get on each other, you know, start off the conversations wrong. But now kindness, let's approach it that way.
Right.
Let's get the thought out there and approach it in a kind way. You know, how many people take a look at their self-esteem and how being kind can improve their self-esteem?
When you do that random act of kindness or reach out to someone, you feel good. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, I'm okay. I did an awesome thing. And it just kind of boosts, you know, and you get that little pep in your step and you just feel good. It gives you that inner little glow to yourself and you just want to continue. And you know, when you get that smile back, when you've done an act, it's like that hug without touching each other because we're still doing social distancing. And it's a nice way to say, hey, I did all right.
You know, when you take a look at kindness now, it's shown to benefit our emotional well-being and our overall happiness. When you talked about that air hug, it reminds me of the old movie Cocoon.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
She did the air hug. Boy, I'll tell you, so that was kind. Anyway, that was a good movie. Brenda, let's talk about the receiver of kindness. The recipient mood improves and they seem more likely to be kind to someone else.
I think, you know, when you receive an act of kindness, you're like, whoa, someone paid attention to me. Someone cares or someone noticed. And even if it's the stranger behind you in the line at the grocery store and you smile and turn around or ask about their day or help put their groceries up on that little, you know, thing that moves, you just all of a sudden feel this connection. And it's like, hey, someone notices me. And all of a sudden, everything kind of changes with that interaction. And it's a good feeling that someone is appreciating you as a person.
If we took this act of kindness up to the next level, we could take a look at how we could do that in a community-wide basis. If you look at it for the community, you increase a sense of connectivity with others. You increase a sense of belonging. We have a chance to impact loneliness, which is something that's really pandemic in the community today. We have a chance to enhance relationships And this can be contagious. So this is something by being kind and doing random acts of kindness. It can be contagious. And that's what we'd like to see. They'll say what? Play it, pay it forward.
Exactly. I think everybody wants the community to be happy and clean and safe. And we all have that goal. But it all starts with each one of us and connecting and recognizing everybody is doing the best they can. And some of that is demonstrated through those acts of kindness and being good to one another and good to yourself. And it just has that happy, go-to, wonderful feeling.
We're coming up on our break, so continue your morning chill. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger, and we are going to continue our discussion on random acts of kindness. So let's talk about, how about repetition of random acts of kindness?
Well, it's kind of like when you exercise. You know, doing it one time feels okay, but to get really the impact and the ongoing benefits of doing kindness, you have to do it continuously or repetitively. You know, there are actual mental health benefits of doing kindness, but your body also benefits. You get better blood pressure and you get these wonderful little chemicals released. And to do that repetitively just keeps that going. You work that muscle per se of being nice to one another, and overall, you're going to feel happier, have a better outlook on life. And you also, believe it or not, get to live longer. So all those things will benefit you. But like I said, it's like exercise. You have to really make a conscious choice and keep practicing it. And it doesn't take a lot. It can take a couple of seconds. But if you make a conscious effort, pretty soon it just happens naturally. Like changing your diet, you know, eating better foods. All of a sudden, you just start enjoying it. You may not at first when you give up the sugar, but eventually you feel better. And same with acts of kindness. If you constantly practice it, pretty soon it just happens naturally and it feels good.
So the key is to repeat acts of kindness throughout your week in order to make the benefits long lasting.
Correct.
So we don't want it one time. This is a whole process, and it starts in the heart and then it goes to the brain. So there are acts of kindness that we're going to talk about, and let me kick this one off. Being kind can be a simple gesture to another person. Small acts of kindness activate positive change. A wink or a smile, a kind word of support when someone doubts themselves, a hug for a friend when they are down, and give them courage and inner strength. Give examples of acts of kindness that maybe you ought to think about what you have experienced.
I will say sometimes just hearing a joke, you know, every week you give us a joke and that is an act of kindness. We're making someone laugh, but also having that in the office, you know, walking down the hall and you hearing someone laugh, that is a wonderful gift you can hear every day. And if you can make someone laugh, that is a true treasure.
Well, that is great for the soul. We certainly believe that. And don't you love offices when you walk through, you go visit people and you hear laughter?
Yes.
That's a good office place. I really think it's a good environment. Just like right here at KSCJ. Everybody seems happy and laughing and having a good time here. So good environment for us to come into. Let's talk about things we can try to do today. Okay? If you're stuck on an idea or how you can help somebody, I'm going to give you one. Brenda's going to give you one. So we're going to give you some ideas. And here you go. Okay. Here's your homework. Smile at 5 strangers. Folks, we're from the Midwest. You know, we talk in elevators. Smile at 5 strangers. Brenda?
Call someone that you haven't talked to in a while and just reach out and say, hey, how you doing? I haven't heard from you for a while. What's up?
Okay, how about this, folks? Compliment 3 people today. Can you find 3 people out there that you can compliment? I'm sure. We'll compliment them.
I think if you see someone in the line when you're getting groceries or running your errands today, say hi to them or let them go ahead of you in the line.
Okay, how about sending a surprise text message, a positive text message to someone, a coworker that may have just done something good? You know, just a little positive reinforcement.
How about putting down that toilet seat?
Okay. I don't have to worry about that anymore unless I have company. But I get you. Okay, put that seat down. How about tell your coworkers you appreciate what they do? Appreciate you, man.
I think it's also to follow up with that is saying thank you. You know, when you're the receiver of an act of kindness, also going back right at them and doing something nice as well.
You know, yesterday on Open Line, Charlie was talking about litter. So just pick up some trash.
Yes, that's a good one.
You know, go to pick up some trash. I know people that do this, and I was talking with someone yesterday, and she said that she does this. Buy someone's food at a fast food lane.
That's always fun because they don't expect it, and so when they drive up next, and all of a sudden you get that little wave or honk back at you, it feels good. It's kind of fun.
As opposed to when you're in line and the car behind you is honking at you.
Yeah, get out of my way.
So what you do is you pay for the meal, then you drive up with the receipts, and you pick up both meals. You don't want to do that. That's not a nice act of kindness. But how about dancing with your children, Brenda? You ever do that?
I do that all the time. They're a little bit older now, but I even have a sign in my kitchen, dance in this kitchen aloud. And it just adds fun and that connection, and my kids enjoy it. And it's just a little random act that we can have fun together in the most mundane place, doing the most common thing, just let it have.
You know, another thing is we're getting back to warm weather. Leave your milkman, a mailman, a bottle of water.
Yes, you know, they will appreciate it.
They would appreciate that in your mailbox. And how about if you just read a good book, pass it along to a friend. Pass it along to somebody. They get some joy out of it.
Buying someone random flowers and dropping them off or having them sent to them. Bringing over a meal or soup or something if someone just is recovering from a bad injury or having surgery.
Like, send a card to a friend just because. Just because. Just send them a card. You could look at help someone struggling to carry groceries.
Like you said, spring is coming up, helping with that yard cleanup, picking up the sticks, you know, getting that lawn going, especially if you have someone that maybe struggles with some physical problems in order to do that, bringing down the trash for your neighbor. It's all those little things, just reaching out and connecting.
Well, Brenda, this has been good. Enjoy the show. We're coming up to the end of our show for this week, and we want to leave you with a little bit of humor for your mental wellness. So with that, today we were talking about random acts of kindness. And all you guys out there, we're going to give you some suggestions what you can do for women. So women can't say no to three things. Shoes, bags, chocolate, diamonds, clothes, perfume, food, flowers, money, cosmetics, attention, romance, kindness, adventure, affection, unpredictability, confidence, humor, ice cream, shopping, and free drinks. So there's a lot of suggestions there for a random act of kindness. So we hope you go off and enjoy it and do some homework. We want to, this week, thank you, Brenda. And I want to thank our listening audience here. Just a very simple, I think the Dalai Lama said it best. Be kind whenever possible. It is always possible. So we need to get back on. For some reason, we seem to be getting a little on the tense side. Let's come back to kindness. Kindness works. So with that, I want to give a shout out to Amy Small. Amy, happy birthday. We still miss you, so have a good one. And with that, we'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. And our guest will be Brittany Poss from Mercy One, and she will discuss the Mercy One Adult and Geriatric Behavioral Health Program. I'm sure you'll find this very informational, so please plan on joining us. Don't forget to do your homework this week and go out and have a good laugh and be kind. It's good for the soul. Have a great week and may the sun shine on you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.